Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Blue Star Limited Q3 and 9M FY23 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. B. Thiagarajan, Managing Director, Blue Star Limited, and Mr. Nikhil Sohoni, Group Chief Financial Officer, Blue Star Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. B. Thiagarajan. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining this call. Actually, we should have done this tomorrow, being the Union Budget Day. We thought that we will go ahead and complete this interaction today itself. You might have received the results which have been already uploaded. As you can see, it is for the fifth consecutive quarter we have done well. Now all segments have done well, and as I have been intimating in the television channels or in the press, and to some of you, the margin continued to be under pressure. The good news is that we are on course to achieve what we wanted to achieve. In our view, we are performing according to the plan that we had for the financial year. In B2C segment, the preparations for the summer season is on, and the CCT factory has just gone on commercial production. We know that this particular quarter will be a very important quarter for build-up to the summer. In B2B segment, as you would have read, the order inflows are very healthy. Order execution space is actually very satisfying, and the Blue Star Engineering and Electronics or the professional electronics and industrial segment, that is also doing well. Now, I have with me Mr. Nikhil Sohoni, Group Chief Financial Officer, and he will give you the comprehensive update on the quarter that ended December 31, 2022. Later on, he will answer your questions. Where I have to step in, I will step in. In summary, we are very optimistic about the prospects for Blue Star for this financial year. We will continue to grow faster than the market. We will stay focused on cost. We will continue our policy of prudent capital allocation, and we have set for ourselves pragmatic growth targets. I am certain that we will end the fourth quarter also on a high note, and we are well prepared for the summer season ahead as well. We know very well there will be certain headwinds, as I had been telling, and we have learned how to cope with that, beginning tomorrow itself. I am certain in case there is a custom duty increase on components, many of you will have a question how the margin will be impacting and how the summer season will be. So many capacities getting added, how the competition in room air conditioner segment will be, and whether there will be inflationary pressure or some other reason due to which, whether the project execution will slow down. Our risk management framework is comprehensive, and you have seen our track record, and that is how we will proceed further. I'll hand it over to Mr. Nikhil Sohoni for the comprehensive update on the quarter, and then we will answer your questions. Thank you very much. Over to Nikhil.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Thiagarajan. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nikhil Sohoni, and I will be providing you an overview of the results of the Blue Star for the quarter ended December 2022. Despite inflationary pressures and general slowdown in the Western economies, business and consumer sentiments in India continued to be optimistic during the quarter. Inquiries and order inflows in our B2B business continue to be buoyant. Simultaneously, the demand for our B2C products continued to be healthy. Consequently, we ended the quarter on a high note with growth across all segments and a robust order book. Financial highlights for the quarter ended December 31, 2022 on a consolidated basis are summarized below. Revenue from operations for Q3 FY23 grew by 18.7% to 1788.2 crores as compared to rupees 1506.2 crores in Q3 of last year. EBITDA, excluding other income and finance income, for the quarter was 104.7 crores, which was a margin of 5.9% of revenue, as compared to 90.6 crores, a margin of 6% of revenue in the quarter three of last year. Till Q2 of this year, the company was following a written down value method for accounting depreciation. However, during the current financial period, the company has capitalized new capacity, including plant and machinery and factory building. And due to this capacity expansion, it was decided to relook at the pattern of consumption of the future economic benefits of the property, plant and equipment. Having concluded that, it was decided that a straight line method of depreciation reflects the pattern in which the benefit from the use of the assets are expected to be consummated. Accordingly, the depreciation method has been changed from WDV to straight line method with effect from October 1, 2022. This led to a lower depreciation charge for the quarter by ₹10.8 crores. Profit before tax grew by ₹80.1 crore in quarter 3 of current year as compared to ₹70.3 crores in quarter 3 of last year. Tax expense for the current quarter was 21.6 crores. As compared to 22.8 crores in the quarter three of last year. Net profit for quarter three grew to ₹58.4 crores as compared to ₹47.6 crores in the quarter three of last year. Carry forward order book as of December 31, 2022 grew by 47.3% to a record ₹4,862 crores as compared to ₹3,301.3 crores as of December 31 of last year. Capital employed as on December 31 in the current year increased to ₹1,505.6 crores as compared to ₹1,107.4 crores as on December 31, 2021. This was owing to high inventory holding to prepare for the upcoming season and mitigate the supply chain risks, as well as the capital investments for manufacturing capacity expansion projects at WADA and by the subsidiary Blue Star Climatech at its plant at Sri City. Consequently, we have ended the quarter with a net borrowing of ₹395.9 crores with a debt equity ratio of 0.36 on a net basis as compared to a net borrowing of 165.1 crore and a debt equity of 0.18 as on December 31, 2021. Coming to business highlights, the first segment one in the electromechanical projects and commercial air conditioning system segment. Here the segment revenue grew 20.5% to ₹1,000 crores in quarter three of the current year as compared to ₹829.9 crores in the quarter three of last year. Segment result was ₹71.7 crores, that was 7.2% of revenue in the current quarter as compared to 52.4 crores or 6.3% of revenue in the quarter three of last year. Order inflow for the quarter grew by 97.1% to ₹1680.8 crores as compared to ₹852.8 crores in the quarter three of last year. Coming to electromechanical project business, the investment plans in infrastructure and manufacturing facilities continue to be actively pursued, leading to an improvement in inquiries and order finalizations. We continue to witness healthy order inflow from all segments, including factories and data centers. We also booked significant orders in the newly entered railway electrification segment. Carried forward order book for the electromechanical projects business stood at ₹3685.2 crores as on December 31, 2022, as compared to ₹2310.87 crores as on December 31, 2021, which was a growth of 59.5%. Major orders were received during the quarter from Bangalore Metro Railway Rail Corporation and Central Organization for Railway Electrification. Coming to commercial air conditioning system, the demand from government, industrial, healthcare and hospitality sectors continued to be encouraging. This, coupled with continued focus on channel expansion across Tier 1, 2, 3 and 4 towns, has enabled growth in the revenue during the quarter. We continued to maintain our number one position in conventional and inverted ducted air conditioning system as well as scroll chillers, and second position in VRFs and screw chillers. Some of the major orders received during the quarter were from Udaipur Cement Works Limited, Reliance Projects and Property, etc., to name a few. We have also received a major order from Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation for a newly launched state-of-art large capacity centrifugal chillers. Coming to international business, we observed growth across all segments with increasing demand for our products in international markets. We witnessed strong demand for our room air conditioners and VRFs and ended the quarter with a healthy order book. The pace of execution of projects and order inflow in Qatar witnessed slowdown due to preparations and restrictions in the run-up to the FIFA World Cup. The operations of the joint venture at Malaysia continues to be impacted owing to the slowdown in construction and order finalization amidst weak macroeconomic conditions in the country. We will continue to focus on the expansion of the Blue Star product range and build brand awareness and brand visibility in different markets that we are present in. Coming to segment 2, that is unitary products, the revenue grew 15.1% to rupees 701.9 crores in the quarter 3 of the current year as compared to rupees 609.7 crore in the quarter 3 of last year. Segment result improved to rupees 51.8 crores, which was 7.4% of revenue in quarter 3 of the current year as compared to rupees 38.8 crores, 6.4% of revenue in quarter 3 of last year. This was due to benefit of scale and higher share of revenue from our own manufactured products. Cooling and purification products business, despite subdued festive demand, our room air conditioner business registered a growth of 15% with channels beginning to stock up in December for the upcoming season. We grew in line with the market and maintained a market share of 13.25%. The new plant at Sri City commenced commercial production in January 2023 and is expected to aid improvement in margins going forward. Commercial refrigeration business, it continued to witness traction across all segments with a substantial increase in consumption levels. We also witnessed strong demand from Tier 3, 4 and 5 cities, enabling growth in revenue for the quarter. We have also been receiving major orders for cold storage for logistics segment, which is expected to offer significant opportunities in the coming months. We continue to maintain our leadership position in deep freezers, storage water coolers, and modular cold rooms. Some of the major orders received during the quarter were from Reliance Retail, Dr. Reddy's Pharma, Milma, Hudson Agro, and several proprietary agro customers, to name a few. Segment 3, that is professional electronics and industrial systems. Here, the revenue grew by 29.3% to 86.2 crores in the current quarter as compared to rupees 66.7 crore in the quarter 3 of the last year. Segment result was rupees 10.9 crores in the current quarter as compared to rupees 12.8 crores in the quarter 3 of last year. We are impacted by planned investment in business development, marketing and other initiatives for future growth. We continue to witness strong demand for our healthcare offerings driven by increasing awareness and investments in the sector. Demand for non-destructive testing business from industrial sector and data security solutions from BFSI sector also continue to be encouraging. Major orders were backed from ArcelorMittal, Nippon Steel India Limited, Indian Overseas Bank, Bharat Heavy Electricals, ICICI Bank and Hero Motorcorp, to name a few. Coming to business outlook, the company has performed well for the fifth consecutive quarter and expects to maintain the growth momentum in the coming quarters.
We'll continue to stay focused on rejigging our product portfolio, introduction of new product categories, and expansion in domestic and international markets. Simultaneously, the company is investing in enhancing its R&D capabilities and various programs to mitigate supply chain risks and profitability improvement. We are optimistic about the prospects for the fourth quarter. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I am done with the opening remarks. I'd like to now pass it back to the moderator, who will open the floor to questions. We'll try and answer as many questions as we can. To the extent we are unable to, we'll get back to you via email. With that, we are open for questions.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask question, please press star one. We have a first question from the line of Ravi Swaminathan with Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks a lot for taking my question and congrats on a good set of numbers. So we had seen margin expansion in the project and cooling products business. More than 7% we had clocked this quarter. How sustainable is this? How do we think about profitability in both the segments? And also in the professional E&I segment, it had dropped to 12.7%. Historical numbers used to be 16-17% average. Why did it drop so much? So this is thought process.
Ravi, thank you for the question. Thank you for joining the call as well. See, in the electromechanical projects business, so you are aware, it is electromechanical projects and package air conditioning. That's a combined segment, actually. There are quite a bit of equipment sale as well. Mm-hmm. So quarter to quarter, this margin may vary depending on the product mix. Somewhere the products will be higher, somewhere the projects will be higher. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is also which project is getting executed faster. It's not that all projects are booked in the same margin. Mm-hmm. Now, we are very happy that we could deliver this margin results this quarter. But mm-hmm. the outlook we will continue to maintain as 6 to 6.5%. Okay? Now, anything comes more than that in a particular quarter, it is welcome. I would like to maintain 6 to 6.5% in that segment. Now, in the cooling product segment, there had not been, you are aware that we had increased the prices 5 times consecutively, but post-summer we have been maintaining the same price level. Because you have to manage the market share versus the margin that we'll earn. This is one part of it. Two, we sincerely hoped that the commodity prices softening will help us to improve the margins. We had indicated in the last conference call our margin may improve, but then it is getting offset by the rupee depreciation. So that is the issue there. Now, whether the obvious question, which you know, ask somebody else is going to ask, is will we be increasing the prices going forward? Mm-hmm. Now we are in an off season. The build up to the summer is going to take place, and mm-hmm. new range of products are getting introduced, and quite mm-hmm. a bit of those products will be from CCT also. Okay. Now, this again is in the public domain. I had talked about it. CCT provides not only the new affordable range of products, it is also going to be cost efficient location, basically because incoming raw material as well as outbound material meant for which Blue Star will be sourcing from Blue Star Climatech Limited. Is likely to provide some. Of course, in this financial year, 1 month, 2-3 months of production is not going to make it, but the story is there. There is a leverage in terms of logistics and working capital. So you can imagine that 10 to 12 days the material was in the transit pipeline itself. Here in CCT can serve overnight any of the locations in South. So, is there a room for price increase? We have to necessarily watch who is launching which product during the season. You from now on, you will see, I think our product launches will be from February 7th onwards in various locations. You have to watch how, what is being, and eventually the market determines the price. We are clear about our direction to grow our market share to 15. That is not going to be at any cost. We have to manage our costs in order to compete there, to get there. Second, we will be going ahead and ensuring that we deliver the profits. The outlook there remains unaltered. It is 8 to 8.5% operating margin. We are very confident of. We will strive to deliver more. This is where we are. Equally, you should look at the, when it comes to the PBT part of it, there is interest depreciation on the CapEx cycle we are into. See, we are very happy about the CapEx cycle across the country because we are benefiting through the business that is coming in many segments actually, whether it is VRF, package air conditioning, or it is connected to electromechanical projects. We are seeing this CapEx cycle is benefiting us immensely, but Blue Star also is into a high CapEx cycle. After Vada plant, it is CCT phase 1, and CCT phase 2 will come up within a year. So therefore, we are, and as Nikhil explained, we have changed the methodology to the straight line method, and we are prudent in ensuring that our capacity expansion in line with our growth. So therefore, the bottom line is, it is the margin pressure will continue due to competition. But we are very clear about our goal. And I think we have delivered what we promised, or we have only exceeded, and I am confident that we will do that.
And the professional E&I segment, sir, margins?
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, I forgot about that question. Look, at that segment, I don't think the top line and bottom line should have any correlation at all, for the simple reason. You do have, you know, it is also an agency business. You are getting some, we are a system integrator. You know, our own manufactured items are not there at all. You are getting something and you are doing the value addition locally, number one. Number two is, in the medical electronics business, we are doing refurbishing as well. Now, exactly like project business, in one quarter something will happen, another quarter something will not happen. So do not, I am of the view, there is a top line to bottom line comparison there on a regular basis will not be a right thing to do. You have to see on a full year basis how it is, and it will be, the margin of last year will be maintained there.
Got it, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time and fairness to all participants, kindly restrict questions to two per participant. If you still have more questions, please join the queue afresh. We have next question from the line of Sandeep Tulsian with JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. First question is pertaining to the industry profitability. Where, of course, a lot of guys are setting up local capacity that will increase materially. But at the same time, we see, barring the two listed players, Voltas, Blue Star, all the other listed players are making a loss, right from Lloyd to ISB, Whirlpool or Hitachi. So where do you see the profitability normalizing over what time period going forward? If you could give your thoughts on that, please.
Yeah, so this is a period where multiple things are happening, right? So that's why this question will keep coming up. It's not only you as analysts, as management, we or our board, all stakeholders keep asking the same question. What's really happening? One is India's penetration in room air conditioner segment is very, very low. It is some 7% penetration it has got. The question is, at some point of a time, it should rapidly move up to touch at least 25%. So there is a huge market growth opportunity is there, and that's how it has happened in many segments. There is going to be an explosive growth in terms of demand. And even the weather conditions are changing, and urbanization and disposable income, that is where that part is happening. Now, importantly, some point of a time, it is not affordable, not because of the capital cost, but the recurring cost. But thanks to the energy labeling, air conditioner consumes only 20% of what it consumed in 2020 in terms of energy. So therefore, that energy efficiency is helping people to, actually reduce their recurring expenses. So there is a growth that is going to take place. Thanks to the PLI scheme, there is indigenization that is taking place, and there is a capacity expansion that is taking place. And therefore, there is going to be also the there is production happening in a big way in the country. Now, PLI itself is also going to be based on the incremental sales over FY21. So every brand wants to derive a PLI benefit, they have to go ahead and show incremental sale in that particular component, which was imported earlier. Now you are making yourself because it is not on the finished goods. So therefore, the companies, I have been maintaining this, that they have the headroom actually as a PLI benefit also in order to pass on and grow the market. They want to grow. And they will get the PLI benefit if they grow. And in the process, the market also is going to grow. Now, competitive intensity will be high whenever there is going to be growth. Why everybody is eyeing this market? Because they know this penetration is going to grow. Whether it is Bureau of Energy Efficiency or Ozone Cell, India Cooling Action Plan, all of them, and bilateral agencies, all of them are actually worried about the huge growth that is going to take place, and therefore what all has to be done in order that our carbon footprint is. So their figure also shows there is going to be huge growth. So the opportunity is there, competition is intensifying. Now from Blue Star point of view, we are prepared to compete. So look back, 2010 we were asked to look here a last entrant, how you will survive as a B2 company in B2C part of it. We did. Then they said, look, beyond 5% market share, whether you will grow, you are largely institutional player. So we did grow. When it became double digit, will it become double digit? That was the question. Now the market share, we are moving up towards 15%. We have not stated we want to become number one. We have not stated we want to become number two. We have not stated that we want to become a 20% market share player. Our goal, we believe, is doable. And our segments and our product portfolio will have to be looked at closely, which we are working. What we have done is only now 50% plus. We have some more to do in order to ensure that we are able to deliver consistent results in terms of product portfolio, in terms of distribution footprint, in terms of our own manufacturing capacity. All our actions are taking place. Now, if you ask me a question, where the margin will end up, I'm not able to answer that at all, because it is dependent on who are all going to do what. But I am confident that Blue Star will reach 15% market share. Blue Star will deliver at least 8% operating margin. That much visibility, conviction we have got. And we know which segment we have to focus. We are a player who is significant in institutional sales. We are number one there. We do extremely well in quite a few markets, in quite a few geographies within India. We hold number one or number two position. We have to replicate that largely in the North India market, in the Hindi speaking belt by and large. So I am not, this is what I keep telling internally as well, I am not willing to think about what will be 2 years from now, what will be 3 years from now, for the simple reason this business itself is like T20 cricket, which I keep repeating. Second is, right now, my team, my management, my colleagues on the board, all of them, I say this is like the test match cricket, takes session by session. Have a long-term goal, which is pragmatic, and keep doing the corrective actions then and there. That is the only way to deliver consistent results. If you ask me, at any cost I am going to get the market share, no, Blue Star will not do that. This is where I am. One can endlessly worry about what will happen in 2 years, 3 year time frame. I am against that internally, and you are all justified in asking that question. So in strategic planning point of view, we have set out that we will grow faster than the market. We will attempt 15% market share by FY25, and that goal remains. And 8 to 8.5% operating margin is the goal. We are doing every action, every decision is done keeping that in mind. And whether one summer will be good, another summer will be washed out, we are prepared for that. Now, equally, Blue Star's portfolio, if you look at it, we have kept eye on B2B as well as B2C. This answer is, I am taking time to answer because number of others who are following you will get the clear perspective and direction. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that. The second question is on the numbers. The unallocable expense has increased materially if you look at it on a year-on-year basis, although segmental numbers look good. How should we read that number? Is it predominantly A&P expenses, which is being shown up here, and we should associate this with the unitary product segment?
One of the reasons for unallocated, maybe unallocated you are talking about, right?
Yes, unallocated.
Some of the expenses may be connected with. It is not one lump sum item which is changing. Point number one. There are multiple items. So the some are connected with the forex gain loss, which are really unallocable. It is bought across, and there is one item there. There is second item. There are certain professional fees which we have incurred in order to either improve the manufacturing margins or manufacturing excellence. There are some exercises that are going on within the company. And there was a campaign cutting across the product lines. It is in the marketing expenses. So really there is no lump sum item, nor it is going to be the trend. Our policy of allocating everything that is identifiable with the business, that continues here.
Got it. Thank you so much, sir, for taking these questions.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Praveen Sahai with Prabhudas Leeladhar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. And my question pertaining to what you had guided the new range of a product going to be, you know, increase. So it will be largely the mass premium product segment, which will be, from the Sri City.
Sri City will produce both, for understanding now, we are classifying in three ways now. One is affordable, second is affordable premium, and third is premium. So our three-year strategic plan is based on these segments now. It is not the entire thing is affordable premium, because we are doing something affordable as well, something premium as well. Now, CCT as well as Himachal plant will produce all kind of products. The new products that are going to be launched predominantly are in the affordable range. Some are in the premium range as well. And because we are a number one player in the institutional segment and high-end residential customers as well. So there are some products that are required for that segment as well, which are premium. Affordable is needed because you want the margins to be protected. At the same time, you want to grow the market share in Hindi-speaking belt. So the products that will be launched for the seasons will be a mix of these two.
Thank you for that. One clarification on what you had said about the 8.5% margin target. So, fair to understand that whatever the benefit from the Sri City you will receive, it will, pass on to the margin. It will not you know, consider for the some price action to gain market share?
I will not be able to commit something like this. So the question is, as I'm again repeating, the operating margin that we are supposed to deliver is, or we want to deliver, is 8 to 8.5%. We have to grow faster than the market because the scale brings in lot of benefits as well, because the scale leverage is very high in this business. Now, whether as an analyst, you have to be taking into account a PLI benefit also will accrue to Blue Star, you must very well do that. Okay. Now, whether I am keeping it separately as a profit and all, I won't be able to, because for the simple reason, if you do these actions, it will flow in EBIT or PBT or PAT. Okay. So therefore, your understanding is right. There is also a PLI, which is like I will save something in material, something due to scale and operating leverage. Like that, there is also a PLI benefit that is available. But you should know that this year we are not getting any PLI benefit till March 2023. If there is a PLI benefit, it will be in the subsequent year. Again, it is not going to flow every quarter, right? When you see our first quarter of FY24, second quarter, third quarter, no PLI would have come in. You have to be showing the incremental sale. You have to be getting the chartered accountant certificate filed with the DPIT, and then you have to get that money. So therefore, it is all that you can assume is there is a inherent benefit one is going to get.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Dhananjay Bagrodia with ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on a great set of numbers again. So just want to know, with She City now, we've been focusing on it, and a lot more other players have also started focusing on South. How would that, in terms of so much capacity coming, impact A, and B, what margin, working capital, and asset turnover do we see for this project?
Yeah, so the, CCT in our case is going to be, because we never had a factory in the south, so from Himachal Pradesh, incoming raw material as well as outbound material, we were incurring huge costs there, and you have to hold the inventory of raw material as well as the finished goods also that 10-day period. So therefore, there is a cost leverage out there. In any case, our Himachal plant has reached its full capacity. If we wouldn't have commissioned this factory in record time, we would have fallen short of material. So it has come out in order to meet the requirements. Even Q4 requirement is going to be met by our getting the material from Blue Star Climatech Limited. Now, that is how it will impact. Now, what will be the working capital? It is not changing at all. In fact, working capital turns will improve because of CCT. Okay, 10-day kind of finished goods inventory can be lower. Around 7-day raw material inventory can be lower. And transportation cost, you can imagine. That CCT to Chennai or CCT to Madurai or CCT to Kochi versus Kalam near Chandigarh too. So that is a clear cost saving that is going to happen. Now, therefore, the working capital requirement or working capital turns will be lower. Now, if you are asking about the interest depreciation, yes, you have invested in a factory and the break-even period, I think, is in the order of around 3 years or so, like any other investment.
Okay. Sure, sir. And so, just this might be a little longer-term question, but so what are we doing in terms of our positioning at Room AC, where we are being able to see such strong growth, and let's say a market leader is not being able to see the same level of growth, and it's not like we are undercutting them in prices. So are we going through different channels, or what would be our strategy in this?
Honestly, I do not know at all. The question is that perhaps we were underperforming in the past because you are all asked, well, the competitor is doing much better. Why you are not doing was the question, right? So we were,
yes.
Obviously, we had some inefficiencies we are catching up with. So I would sincerely believe that because for more than 8-9 quarters. See, if you look at the market leader versus us, on a lagging basis, market share or the volume, we were more or less following. At some point of a time, it widened because some scale benefit would have happened to the leader or whatever it is. And now the questions we were answering, not only to you, to our team, our board, everybody, why we are not catching up with. Now I won't be able to answer why we caught up with. So
okay.
The point is we had inefficiency, probably.
And so are we available with many large retailers like some of the ones which, or are we more with, let's say, smaller mom-and-pop shops? Because a lot of the large retailers still working with only the little of the global brands or the Indian leader.
No. See, I don't think distribution is a challenge or bias or anything like that at all. The question is that he has got a set of customers, and that client, how he will serve, you know, he has got his geography, his history. He needs certain products, certain features, certain price points. We have disclosed this, that in quite a few geographies, at that price point, the Blue Star will not be able to make the margin targets of ours. We didn't want to grow our market share by underselling it. So you have to re-engineer, reposition. It's only a 2 to 3 year story that we are repositioning our product portfolio. And we are getting there, and still some more work to be done. It's not, it is 70% work is over in terms of product portfolio. See, there is, at the end of the day, you have to segment the market in a minute micro way. Because when we say, you know, take India as a whole, we may say 130 billion people are there. In quite a few product categories, it is only 30 million people are even in FMCG. And there are quite a few categories the customer base is only 1 million. So that is the situation in India as it grows. So we were very clear, 10% to up to 10% market share, you could grow. Beyond 10%, unless and until you address those segments, you won't. So the moment you have a product for that segment, the dealer will go ahead and say, yes, I am able to display your product also. Otherwise, it is not that they are against taking Blue Star product. But the thing is, it will lie there. He doesn't get a customer who is willing to pay that premium. But we have corrected it.
Sure. Okay. So,
sorry to interrupt. So please come back in the question queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, kindly restrict questions to per participant. We have next question from the line of Anupam Gupta from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So the first question is related to the project business. So clearly, order inflows and order book are growing very well for you. How do you see the outlook here for the next few quarters? And should ideally the revenue or the execution could also follow there, or do you see any slowdown in execution run rate at this point of time, or let's say a couple of quarters down the line?
The execution pace will be good. In fact, there is a lot of pressure in quite a few projects to get it executed. You know, the CapEx obviously did not happen according to the plans of many of the customers. And then there had been pandemic, and all of them are willing to catch up. And they would like to be ready when the global recession is over, they are able to go ahead and supply. Same way, quite a few infra projects, the public sector undertakings would like to complete as early as possible. So unless until something completely unforeseen happens, everybody is putting pressure to get their projects executed. So revenue will follow the order inflow. So if you ask me about order inflow outlook, the inquiry funnel is good. Across the segments, we get it. Surprisingly, even the office space is getting consumed.
Okay. Okay, understand. And the second question is on...
The question is that whether there will be headwinds. I am again telling you that I'm talking as I witness. Headwinds are going to be there. You know that tomorrow itself some sentiment can change after the union budget and all, but we are confident that, see, first of all, I have to, for the benefit of you and others, I have to tell, you know, we are talking about, if it is room air conditioner, some 17,500 crore market. In 2023, for this country, one particular category, 17,500 crore, looks very minuscule, actually. And same way, what is the total number of projects on MEP getting finalized in a year? It is some 6,500 crore. It is only 20% of what this country wants is getting built. There is a 80% more to be. So it is in that flux where it is going to be providing consistent growth. I'm not saying it is going to, bombard in a big way and so much is, but the growth opportunities are good for our industry.
Sure. Understand that, sir. And the second question is related to the margins in this quarter specifically. So given that you have changed the depreciation policy, if I look at the EBIT margins for both the segments, it obviously is higher because of lower depreciation if I look Q on Q or Y on Y. So ideally your margin guidance should also be higher just because your depreciation would be lower incrementally going ahead at the segment EBIT level. So is that the right reading, or would you still maintain your margin guidance at 8%, 8.5% for project, for products, and 6.5% for projects?
So when we give, so far our track record has been good. By and large, we have met what we have been indicating. The question is, our minimum margin target is that. Okay. Now, it is going to increase. It can happen, but all that I am saying in an outlook is we are maintaining the same margin level.
Sure. Okay. Understand. That's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Gopal Nawandar with SBI Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Can you just give the rationale for the change in the depreciation accounting method, and across all plant and machinery we have changed, or it is just only for the new capex which you have completed?
Yeah, so if you look at it, the change will be across, because what the standard requires, or what the accounting estimates require, is that we have to take into account what is a change in the pattern of consumption going forward. As you would have heard during the call, that we have invested heavily in capacities this year, which means that there is additional capacity which has been put up both at Sri City, at Wada, which requires us to review the pattern of consumption for all our assets. And looking at that, it was felt appropriate that this is a right time to look at whether straight line method is a proper way of doing the depreciation. If you look at the policy, it has always been that the useful life of an asset is defined as around 20 years. And normally any asset for a manufacturing company, it has to be equally depreciated over a period of time. If you go by WDV method, which also is an acceptable method, almost 70 to 75% of the asset will get depreciated in 10 years. So we have to look at the kind of industry, but of course we have been following it historically, and the estimate requires us that only when there is a trigger, we can give it a relook. So this year, given that we have capitalized a large part of the plant and machinery, there was an opportunity to give that relook, and that is the reason why it was carried out.
So what is the capex for, what was the capitalized amount for Sri City plant?
It is not only for Sri City plant. We have also capitalized the Wada the current year, and the total capitalization in the current year is in the region of around 280 crores.
So you know, if I multiply this amount by 15.6, whatever it is, multiply by 20, so that amount comes to 300 crore. So are we saying there is no remaining depreciable amount from the past projects, or?
No, how 300 crore? See, the capitalization for the full year will be 280 crores only.
My bad.
And the thing is, it is not that the new method, the old method had a depreciation, new method has a depreciation, right? So this quarter, we have the figure, which is 10 crore is the
impact.
Yeah. Yes.
Sir. This quarter, and YTD also is only 10 crore impact. Okay.
Yeah, that because we are doing it from...
In the sense that 10 crore benefit has accrued because of the change in methodology, which is disclosed as disclosure as well.
Right, sir. Just continuing from the...
I'm sorry to interrupt. Would you like to come back in the question queue? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please restrict questions to per participant. We have next question from the line of Manoj Gori with Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So just want to reconfirm, you said about 15% market share. So probably, if I am wrong, please correct me. Is this 15% for FY24 or 25 that we are guiding for or we are aspiring for?
Can you repeat the question?
15% market share.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, my question was, you indicated that 15% market share in room AC is by FY25.
Yeah.
So probably what I presume earlier, you have stated 15% market share in FY24, so or CY24. So correct me if I'm wrong.
It is FY25.
It's FY25. So probably this year we should be exiting somewhere around 13.5 to 13.75%. And probably next 2 years, we will be looking for another 100 to 150 basis point of market share gain.
That's right.
Right, sir. So that's all from my end, sir. Thanks and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Atul Mehra with Motilal Oswal Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening and congratulations on a good result. So just one question in terms of competitive intensity again. So in a scenario where, like you said, if the market penetration is so low and it has so much room, there can be competition for whom market share would be a priority over margin, while our philosophy is the two. So in an environment where more of where competition focuses on market share over margin, how would you react in terms of would you still want to maintain 8.5 at the cost of market share, or would you reevaluate at that point in time? Thank you.
A genuine question, and the thing is, we are very clear that about a few things. Number one, we want to be a air conditioning refrigeration focused company. Okay, the questions have come up whether we will get into white goods, etc. As of now, we do not have any plans at all. The second one is within this, there is opportunities within India, and we had stated that we will enhance our international footprint. This is the second part of it. Third is there is a huge construction cycle that is happening and capacity addition is happening that is going to benefit not only the segment one. And if so much of development is happening, actually the penetration should grow, the market should grow. Now one can go on and say that I will keep growing the market share and at the cost of margin. It is not making sense to us at all. At the end of the day, the shareholders are looking for the returns. Now, one may do the calculation and say that, look, you have a foolproof model that you go ahead and dilute the prices, your market share will go up, which is not so. You don't have data sufficiently to say I go on and dilute my margin by 1%, my market share will grow like this, because in the market, somebody else will drop, and at the end of the day, the whole industry will be going down like this. Now, you will also see that what kind of margin the leaders in this category has produced, and how long they produce, and how sustainable it is, and we are having that data point. At the moment, I do not have any data to show that you can improve your market share. I'm again saying, nothing is guaranteed. If I go ahead and reduce the price, immediately I will go ahead and improve the market share in a sustainable basis. I am not very sure at all. The consumer can be opportunistic. One quarter itself, somebody else will drop the prices. Now, product like room air conditioners has a brand value, consumer preference, and price alone is not the factor. So it will, according to me, according to our company's philosophy, it will be very futile exercise to go ahead and say, I want to become, instead of 15%, 20%, and I go ahead and dilute my margin to 6%. There is no rationale for this at all. And the moment I go down that path, my product will sell only on price. And each time I want to deliver to a dealer, distributor, they will only be asking for reduction in price. Blue Star brand is valuable. And, okay, at the end of the day, how it will change the in ROC, and for Blue Star, return on capital employed is, we are doing well, and we should continue to do well there. So, this is where we are. Now, you want to deliver more shareholder value by representing product categories in which you are not present, or you want to indigenize more, improve the margins, you want to go ahead and expand your international footprint. That is a strategy which will create long-term value. Now, right, this we are mentally very clear, and there is no desperation for us to be moving up the ranking and improve the market share by diluting the margins. We don't have some deep pockets to be doing that, and any industry did it, it has destroyed itself. And right, my own understanding is that kind of a game, no brand has survived.
Makes a lot of sense, sir. So just one follow-up question is in the form of, in terms of manufacturing, like we have been one of the early in terms of movers, in terms of understanding the value of manufacturing and so on. Like we have been doing that since quite some time. But going forward, your views on outsourcing to some of the PLI players versus setting up your own manufacturing from a 3 to 5 year perspective. Would you say that like the proportion of own manufacturing will go up, structurally speaking, in the next 5 years or so?
Very clearly, finished goods we will not be importing at all. We should not be outsourcing at all. Components, yes, we will outsource. If you look at our PLI, it is only for sheet metal and powder coating. We have not invested in motors. We have not invested in drives. And we have not invested in plastic injection molding. So therefore, with these components, we have to get it from the PLI players. There are PLI players for each of these categories. So we will not completely outsource and put a label and say. It is not possible for us. It is not going to give us either the margins, or it is not going to give us the brand value.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Khadija Mantri with Sher Khan. Please go ahead.
Khadija. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I wanted to know what is your estimate for the room air condition industry growth for FY23 and FY24?
See, the March will be a very big month, okay? Now, my estimate, okay, there are many views in the industry. I am of the view, in value terms, it will grow by 15%, the industry. Minimum, That is what is my estimate.
That is for Q4?
No, full year. FY24 or FY23 for room air conditioner, the growth should be at least 15%.
Okay, sir. Fair enough. And, sir, also, if you have observed that one of our competitors, there are talks that they have lost market share. So, have we been able to gain a little bit of that market share in some of the regions?
If you ask about this quarter, it is stable. Full financial year, we have gained marginally.
Okay, but have we gained it from our competitors, like, or maybe from or is it because of our penetration into new regions?
No, it is a goal that certain unrepresented markets or the product segments we should enter, and we have entered, obviously we have gained. Okay.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Rahul Gajare with Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening. I just have one question. So on the inventory, can you discuss the inventory level of Blue Star and that of the industry right now? Before the season starts?
So, before the season starts, that is, you have seen the Q3 capital employed, that includes inventory actually for the segment. I will not be able to figure out at all, because what happens? The question is that March, April, May, June, I guess all competitors would have started producing and stocking. And it will depend on their strategy. My 40-year experience, what I guess is, everybody will hold 20 to 25% more inventory than the previous year, because they will anticipate the market to be growing at least by 25% during summer. That's how all of them plan. Then they will course correct as it moves on. And there is another factor, the lead time for some of the components have been higher. So therefore, they will go ahead and probably store. Now, it is not the finished goods storage. I don't think the import is happening these days as a finished good. It is a component. So absolute inventory levels for room air conditioner segment, my guess is the inventory, everybody will plan for at least 25% more than last year.
So let me just rephrase. I actually, when I'm talking about inventory, I meant, you know, inventory which was not sold, you know, so old inventory. I'm sure, you know, from
no, I don't think there will be very negligible. It will be. I do not think so at all. In Q2, it would have been, because there was an energy label change and the festival season, some players said that they didn't do well, so on and so forth. Right now, it will not be at all. They will be now producing inventory for the Q4 new model summer preparation. I don't think inventory is an issue at all. It is not.
Right, sir. Thank you. That's very helpful, and all the best. Thanks.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Srinidhi with HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, you attributed some of the margin resilience that you demonstrated in room AC business to own manufactured products. So wondering, would it be possible to share how much of your finished products are currently coming from own manufacturing, and how is it likely to evolve over next 2 to 3 years as Sri City ramps up?
See, the question is that whether it is last year, this year, it is our own manufactured product, whether it is manufactured in Himachal or whether it is manufactured in Sri City is the only difference. Now, Sri City, in Q4, will constitute, I think, my rough estimate is that out of our Q4 sales, Q3 Sri City products have not come in. Because yeah. Commercial production started only on 1st of January. The dispatches on 31st of December, something would have happened. Some capitalization or building or something like that. Now, if you ask me for this particular quarter, something like 15% of annual sales will be coming in this financial year from Steel City.
And sir, correct me if I'm wrong, so are you saying that all of the finished air conditioner that Blue Stars will sell in FY23, all those came from in-house manufacturing? And
Anyway, the government had stopped the import because of certain other regulations that you will get it from.
I was wondering, so not even domestic assemblers of the finished, we're not procuring that at all, is it?
Household window air conditioners, which is less than some 5-6% of our total sales, window air conditioners, which are, you know, it's not split air conditioners, that we outsource. All other air conditioners, we manufacture ourselves. Components, quite a bit is getting imported by all players today because India doesn't have that component ecosystem.
Right. And the second question I have is that you have come out with this affordable product range. Wondering, is this product range margin neutral, margin additive, or margin dilutive at an overall level?
Margin neutral. The range is launched in order, you know, what one would have done. You would have diluted the prices and lose the margin. This product range is benchmarked against what is available in the market or what is the customer expectation against that. We are protecting our margins.
Right. Thank you, sir, and all the very best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our question and answer session. I'd now like to hand the conference back over to Mr. Nikhil Soni for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So, good evening, and thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. With this, we conclude the quarter's earning call. Do feel free to revert to us in case any of your questions were not fully answered, and we'll be happy to provide you additional details by email or in person.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Blue Star Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.